Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Now back to the Fan Late Night with Sean Trotar on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Joining us now is The Fan's James Maryland, 104.3 The Fan. And make sure you check out, by the way, the Sports Daily. Sign up for that while you go to 104.3thefan.com. You get all the latest news, the latest stories, everything that we're putting together there that's on the digital side, not just what you listen to. At The Fan, you can get a little more of the things you like at The Fan by making sure you subscribe to the Sports Daily. And, you know, just like we are right here, it's free. So why not? James, looking at this game tomorrow, you know, I started the show by saying, well, for the third week in a row, we're saying their season is on the line. But this might be a little more interesting because the Broncos, we know what the downside is. But the upside, if they win this game, it's hard to tell. It could be a lot bigger than maybe even we think.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm right there with you. And you're right. Like, you know, going into L.A., it was like, hey, season's on the line. You go to 0-5, you're toast. Or, hey, you can't beat the Titans at home and you fall to 1-5, you're toast. True, but the upside, you know, nobody really got too excited about moving to 1-4 or moving to 2-4. You move to 3-4. You move within a game of Kansas City in the AFC West, and all of a sudden things get really interesting. You know, you're not just sitting there going, well, how do we try and scrape our way to 8-8, 9-7, try and be in the wild card hunt, try to, you know, maybe get a 6 seed. You're looking at it and saying, well, if the Chiefs continue to struggle and, you know, Broncos continue to be hot, maybe you can, you know, compete for the division and have a home playoff game. So that sounds crazy. I get it, because 10 days ago this team was 0-4. But if they win tomorrow night, that's not outside the realm of possibility, which is pretty amazing. So, yeah, I think for the first time in a long time, there's actually a pretty exciting upside to a win. I think it's the biggest regular season game they've played probably since the season finale in 2015 when they took on the Chargers here at home and Manning had to come in and fill in for Osweiler, and they had the chance to either be the 1 seed or fall all the way to the 6 seed. It's probably as big a home game, certainly a regular season game, as they've had since then.
It's easy to look at this, and I think Broncos fans are looking at it, looking at a Chiefs team that's injuries are piling up, including Patrick Mahomes, who looks a little bit wobbly, and think, oh, okay, the Broncos have got him. Well, the Broncos, they don't got him. I mean, the Chiefs are still very dangerous. But when you look at it, there really couldn't be a better time, realistically, for the Broncos to catch this Chiefs team. What do you think their chances are of really getting this done? And if they do, when we were talking back at it, what do we say the Broncos did if they got the win?
Yeah, I mean, I think, it's true to say they're getting them at the best possible time. That's just, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to come up with a better scenario unless it was, you know, Mahomes was missing a week or something, which, you know, you never want for that or ask for that. So they are catching them at a good time. But I think, that said, I think it turns a game that normally, if it was a full week, if everybody was healthy on the Chiefs, you'd say Broncos are at least a touchdown underdog, maybe 10 points. Now, I mean, I think realistically tomorrow night's a flip of a coin. I think we'll be talking on Friday around the office, and you'll be talking on the airwaves. It'll be, man, this play or that play, one way or the other, determined the outcome of the game. So it's a flip of a coin, which, look, if you're the Broncos, you're a Broncos fan, you'll take that all day long because that's better than you would have expected 6-7 weeks ago, heck, maybe 6-7 days ago. So flip of a coin's not all that bad. You know, I really think it's a matter of a few things. One, Broncos, and this, you know, sounds sort of obvious, but you need to keep Mahomes from making a ton of broken plays. You know, what he does that kills defenses is it's 3rd and 8. They defend it perfectly. He escapes one guy on pressure and he runs for 9 or 10, or he escapes one guy, buys a little time, and then completes a 35-yard pass downfield. So, you know, you got to avoid those situations where you play perfect defense and you get nothing to show for it. So you know, it's Derek Wolfe, Shelby Harris, Mike Purcell that kind of got to contain the middle, not let him step up. And then on the outside, it's, you know, Malik Reed and Von Miller that need to keep containment. It's not all about just getting to him. It's, you know, don't get pushed wide. Don't get pushed past Mahomes and let him sneak past you and get to the outside. So, you know, you can't let him, you know, multiple times. He's going to get some, but you can't let him multiple times extend drives with broken plays. And then I think offensively, the Broncos need to be efficient. They need to stop with the, you know, 45-yard drive that results in a punt from their own 48. You know, they need to not get down into point-blank range and settle for 26-yard field goals like the Lions did against the Packers the other night. Like, we saw that turn into something that just inevitably comes back to bite you when you're kicking 20-something-yard field goals. Broncos need to offensively take advantage of opportunities. They need to turn drives into points, not punts from good field position. And then they got a puncher's chance. I mean, it's a, you know, flip of a coin at this point, Sean. I'll take that all day long as a Broncos fan.
What is your level of concern? Because let me roll off some names for you on the Broncos starting defense. And let's go with three cornerbacks in this case. Devontae Harris, Duke Dawson, Alexander Johnson, Malik Reed. These guys are all inexperienced. Knowing the kind of firepower that the Chiefs can bring to bear, how much of a concern of this? Raw ability maybe is there, but the experience isn't. That's something that could really kind of get and bite the Broncos in the backside if they're not particularly careful. It seems to me like over-pursuing is maybe the Broncos' biggest risk on defense.
Yeah, I mean, I really look at that Chiefs offense, though, and I say, look, there are two people that scare me. It's Travis Kelce and it's Tyreek Hill. Like, those are the two guys you got to figure out how to take them away. There are other weapons, you know, whether it's Robinson or Watkins when he's healthy. Like, yeah, they do seem to kind of just roll through guys, but Watkins isn't going to play tomorrow. You know, there are other receivers. If they were on Jacksonville with Gardner Minshew throwing them the ball, we wouldn't even know their names. So, you know, I think if you can figure out a way to, you know, so that does that put Alexander Johnson as maybe at the top of the list of, is he the guy that's covering Travis Kelce? Do they do something creative and it's, you know, Kareem Jackson comes up and, you know, he's a safety that's played corner and he's going to cover him. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is going to be. But you know, it's, you can't take away those two guys, but it's mitigating those two to where it's, hey, make one of the other receivers or make, you know, Shady McCoy or somebody out of the backfield beat you, because the Chiefs don't seem to be very patient with the running game. They don't seem to be willing to stick with it. So, yeah, I mean, you know, look, if they had three Tyreek Hills and you're like, man, all right, well, Duke Dawson's going to have to cover one of them, you're probably in a world of hurt. But, you know, to me, it's, hey, you got Chris Harris Jr., gave him $3 million of free money for a reason. Tomorrow night's the reason. Put him on the best player. See if he can take him away, and then you take your chances with inexperienced guys playing against guys that, you know, I'm not trying to diminish them, but, you know, they're not household names that, you know, would be great on any team they went to. To some extent, I think the Chiefs have a receiving core that's a byproduct of being on a team with Patrick Mahomes. So perhaps I'm not as worried about it as other people are.
We're talking with 104.3 The Fan's James Merrillat. And James, wanted to look at the other side for the Broncos offense. We saw what appears to be sort of the plan when you saw Indianapolis finally break through against the Chiefs. 45 carries, dominate the time of possession. Even though the Broncos have been running well of late and running more often of late, they still haven't won the time of possession either of their two wins. What can they do differently to make sure they can do it in this game?
Well, you know, my biggest thing with the running game is, and look, I don't care if it's Phillip Lindsay, Royce Freeman, but pick a guy. I think they really hurt themselves with the you know, Phillip Lindsay will have a couple of good runs on the opening drive the other day against the Titans, and then he goes to the bench and Royce Freeman comes in and the offense just seems to lose a little bit of their rhythm, or their, you know, they're not as in sync or whatever you want to call it. Like, I really think it's an offense that they need to pick a guy, if not for a game, at least for a drive. I think the constant switching and it just turns into this hodgepodge of you never know what offense you're going to get. I think that would go a long way toward helping it out. Look, it's a Royce Freeman game, it's a Phillip Lindsay game. I don't really care which one Like I told Cecil, he's all for hashtag feed Phil. I don't care if it's hashtag feed Phil or hashtag feed Freeman. Doesn't matter to me. They both have a good alliteration, and they both could work. So go with either one. And then the other part of it is you have to figure out how to move the chains on third down. You know, I don't think Noah Fant has been as bad as some people think.
He hasn't.
He's actually shown
flashes.
And for a rookie tight end, I think he's actually been pretty good. But look, would we all feel better if he had a game where he had 7 catches for 100-plus yards and got in the end zone? Sure. Man, it would be a great time for that, especially if 4 or 5 of those catches move the chains on third down. So you have to, it's a down and distance game. You know, you can't be in 3rd and 12. So that's, you know, got to run the ball well on first down, run the ball well on second down. And then on third down, find some guys that can get open. Cortland Sutton's been great at that. Deshaun Hamilton showed a little bit of that in the second half last week when he was spelling Emmanuel Sanders. I'd like to see Noah Fant turn into that guy, because that's why you draft him in the first round.
He is James Merrillat, responsible for everything you're seeing on 1043thefan.com. Tomorrow is game day. No better day than visiting the Fan, signing up for the Sports Daily. Go ahead, do it tonight and get all of that just sent right to your mailbox. You don't even have to go looking. Thanks so much, James. Always good talking to you. We'll look forward to catching you next week. And who knows, maybe we're talking about a 3-game win streak.
Hey, that'd be great. We didn't think we'd be having this conversation, so who knows what next week has in store, right?
Hey, right? And if we haven't, at least, hey, it's been more fun than losing.
That's right. All right, Sean, I appreciate it.
Thanks a bunch. Thank you, James. Again, it's James Merrillat. Follow him at James Merrillat at Twitter. And check out everything there. As I mentioned, go sign up, 1043thefan.com. Go sign up for the Sports Daily. You'll get all of it right in your mailbox. Check it out. If the Broncos lose the game, and maybe even if they win, should they be looking at a quarterback change in a few weeks? What does Drew Lock's ability to return to practice as soon as next week mean for the Broncos, both in the short term and the long term, in a playoff chase or if playing out the string? We'll talk about it next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.